Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hola, hola, hola. Welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito, Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. My name is Marty Angel and I am your host for this podcast. Mi nombre es Marty Angel y soy su anfitriona aquí para este podcast. I just want to share with you that sometimes we speak English, sometimes we speak Spanish, and sometimes we speak Spanglish. And what this podcast is about getting the story, the real story, the raw and real story from those women who have gone from survivor to thriver, and hopefully inspires you to be able to see that you can do it too. As a business coach, I love taking the mujerpreneur, the bilingual mujerpreneur, gain clarity and focus on who they serve so they can up level from brick and mortar to click and order and rock their six-figure biz. Gracias por estar aquí. Let's get to it. Vamos. Welcome to Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, one of the first bilingual podcasts that celebrates Latina and BIPOC mujerpreneurs. I want you to join us. I want to explain a little bit about what is Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. I want you to join us in this. This is a safe and inclusive space where we share stories and secrets of success in Spanglish, English, and sometimes just Spanish. And this podcast is a community for Latina and BIPOC thrivers to connect, inspire, and support each other in business and in education. In each episode that I do, we dive deep into the challenges and triumphs faced by successful Latina and BIPOC mujerpreneurs, as well as I, you know, scour my, you know, my research base to give you guys the power of the tips and tools to rock six figures. This is a podcast where you can let your Latinaness show as we get raw and real regarding our experiences about the journey from going from survivor to thriver. And whether you're a startup mujerpreneur or a seasoned one, you'll find valuable, valuable information, inspiration, insights, all from the trailblazing Mujeres de Éxito Unbounded that come on as guests on my podcast. And in between, I talk about the tips and tricks to take you from a five-figure income to a six-figure income, because as a Latina business coach, what I do is I empower and help the mujerpreneur gain clarity and focus on who they serve so they can up-level from brick and mortar to click and order and begin to rock your six figures. Now, let's get serious, because one of the things that's very different is when you're making five figures, it's very different than the mindset and the actions you need to take in order to make those six figures. And this is where you're going to find tips and tricks to make that happen. Welcome, everybody. If you're just joining us, if you're listening to the podcast, or if you are listening to the audio, which if you're watching me on YouTube, you get the audio approximately 2 weeks in advance from when the actual audio that drops on all the podcast places comes into, you know, gets distributed, right? So again, hello and welcome back to Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. Today, in this episode, I'm going to cover part two of a five-part series for you mujerpreneurs. And what is a mujerpreneur? It is a woman that's an entrepreneur. So I've coined the term mujerpreneur. So today's episode is about empowerment, and I'll be discussing the topic of building your network and support system. And what is the importance between having that and not having that? It's so important. Hola, bienvenidas de nuevo. a Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. Esta es la segunda parte de nuestra serie sobre el empoderamiento de Mujerpreneur. En el episodio de hoy estaremos hablando sobre el tema de la construcción de tu red y tu sistema de apoyo, que son sumamente importantes para el éxito de tu negocio. So as I said today, the topic is building your network and support system, which is critically important to your success, your business success. Also, in Spanish, construyendo tu red y tu sistema de apoyo. So I hope you enjoy today's tips and tricks. Here's what I want you to know. As a Latina BIPOC entrepreneur, it's important for you to have a network of like-minded individuals who can provide support, advice, and mentorship. Here are some tips for creating just that kind of network. Number one, attend events and conferences that are specifically for you, the Latina, the BIPOC, the mujerpreneur, that are similar to your businesses, that are actually a little bit far-reaching into what you are doing. These events provide for you, the mujerpreneur, chulas, it provides the opportunities for you to meet other business owners. And that can be virtually. You know, I have somebody that said to me, well, I'm, you know, kind of like an introvert. Well, that's okay. You don't have to show your face when you're on a virtual. It would be nice, but there are virtual. And in this day and age, it's either if you're really looking to expand, you want to open up both sides of the door. So if you think about it, it's like opening up the in-person and also the virtual, so you can get more people. And so potential mentors are people that you have watched, that you know have created a substantial income and you want to create that same income, or perhaps they are where you want to be. They've gone where you want to be. You're not quite there yet, but they've already been there. So mentors are very unique because they understand the challenges that are faced by you and by any underrepresented group. So you want to be real careful when you're joining these networking groups. Join them and then I say, play with them, play with them. Get out there and play with them. Juega con estos grupos de networking para ver si en realidad te gusta ese grupo. You should be in groups that you enjoy. It should not be a task or a feeling like, I really got to get there. I really got to do this. I have to, I have to. If you find yourself saying, I have to, I have to, that may not be the group for you. So search online communities that cater to the Latina, the BIPOC, mujerpreneurs, and especially be real careful because this happened to me. I tend to actually reach too far, way up, too far. So I have hired myself some very pricey and expensive coaches that have forgotten what it's like to be where I am. They have the big teams, they have the support things, they've got 10,000 women in their groups, and that's all well and good, but it's not very well and good for an introvert that is trying really hard to just move up little by little. It's also not very good for somebody that is just starting out. Even though they tell you we can help you, it's very different. Trust me, been there, done that, right? I've paid up to $32,000 a year for coaches that were moving so fast and far ahead of me that I couldn't catch up. It's kind of like hiring a running coach when you're still jogging. right? You're still jogging, but you've got this speed running coach, and the coach is over here and doesn't care about anything about you, really. And they just want to drag you along. Because why? Because you put money in their pockets. I hate to say that, but it's the truth. You put money in their pockets. You pad their seven-figure incomes. And the problem is that then what happens is you're not happy. You're not happy. But if you find the right group, these groups can provide a safe and supportive space to ask advice. You know, the thing that I really don't like is they all have these Facebook groups, but the groups are so darn big that when you post a question, nobody answers, and it's all the way down, and it's just by the time somebody finds it, it's old. The question is old, and that's not fun. At least it's not fun for me. So if you share that same mentality or feeling, let me know. But the groups are so that you can share resources and collaborate with other business owners, and that you're able to seek out mentorship from other successful Latina BIPOC entrepreneurs, mujerpreneurs, that really want to provide valuable insight and guidance based on their experiences, but taking into consideration where you are. No se metan nada más en cualquier comunidad porque lo ven que la persona lo está haciendo muy grande o X, ¿verdad? Tienen que buscar y tienen que tomar tiempo para en realidad ver qué tipo de comunidad es. The importance of community and mutual support is critically important to your happiness, your success, but it shouldn't be so big that you get dragged along or you lose interest. The worst thing that can happen is lose interest. So, for example, what I do in my group coaching, I put a limit. I've been a part of, and I can name drop, but I've been a part of a lot of big name coaches out there that have like 3,000, 4,000. It started out with 300, you know, and you get lost. You get lost. Your questions don't get answered. There's maybe one or two people that answer you, and it's really hard to get that connection that you really want to have when you're a mujerpreneur. So in my coaching groups, I don't take anybody more than 50 people. That's it, 50, 5-0. I'm 50 years old. No, that's it. And some people like it and some people don't. So you have to find what works for you. Because again, having a supportive community can be crucial to achieving success as a mujerpreneur. Let me go over some other reasons why. If you're struggling to get motivated, it can help you stay motivated. If you're struggling to find inspiration that says maybe live your dream, today is the day, whatever inspires you, it needs to be something that you feel, it needs to be a group that you feel motivated and inspired. But it goes two ways. So I want you to remember that it's not just about laying there, you know, just laying there and letting everybody pull at you. No, you have to get in there and you have to give insights and you have to give feedback and you have to ask questions. Yes, it's a two-way street. It's a relationship, right? It can help you, though, stay motivated and inspired during the tough times when you're feeling like no matter what you do, things are not looking up. So being part of a community that shares your values and your goals can remind you why you started your business in the first place, especially if you're an affiliate marketer or a network marketer. Because it can provide access to resources and opportunities that you may not have otherwise. I know that that's what I look for in the communities I belong to. For example, maybe somebody in your network may know of a grant or the name of a person they can reach out to or a funding opportunity that you can apply for. So whether these groups are online or offline, they serve in and of themselves as mentorship. So it's really important. No vayan a salir solas. No vayan a salir a meterse en cualquier grupo. Tienen que experimentar para ver si en realidad ese grupo las va a llenar de motivación e inspiración. Because working with the correct group can lead to valuable collaborations and partnerships. And by working with other businesses or individuals who share your vision, you can amplify your impact and you can reach a wider audience. I know that it's important for you to always reach a wider audience. Always be building your network. So now let me say that in Spanish. Asistir a eventos y conferencias específicamente para empresarias y mujerpreneurs de Latinas y BIPOC es sumamente importante para el éxito de tus negocios. Estos eventos proporcionan oportunidades o pueden proporcionar oportunidades para conocer a otros propietarios de negocios, mentores, mentoras, potenciales que entiendan los desafíos únicos que enfrentan los grupos sobrerepresentados. Unirte a estos grupos de redes de comunidades en línea es sumamente importante para el éxito de tu negocio. Mujeres chulas, yo les digo por experiencia, estos grupos pueden proporcionar un espacio seguro de apoyo para pedir consejos, compartir recursos y colaborar con otros propietarios de negocio. Tienen que buscar mentoría de otros empresarios, personas que ya han caminado por el camino donde van ustedes. Estas personas pueden proporcionar información valiosa y orientación basada en las experiencias de ellos mismos, de sus propias experiencias, ¿verdad? So, it's really important, critically important, that when you get out there and you're on these collaborative groups, notice the word, it's collaborative. I have so many people that are in my groups that are not collaborating. They just sit there. And that's not good for them, and that's not good for me. Luckily, I'm the type of person that I keep on and I am so loyal and I will stay with you for a long time until either one, you leave, or number two, it really, the divorce is radical, right? So it's important for you to understand that collaboration, that when you belong to a group, you need to get in there. You need to watch the videos if they put up training videos. You need to ask questions. You need to be the first one. One of the rules that I like in one of the groups that I actually belong to is before I'm allowed to post, I must take a look at 3 posts and give some very, you know, collaborative feedback, right? So I look at those posts, I take a look and I think, okay, this is really good. How can I effectively collaborate on this post? Then once I've done my 3 to 5, then I'm allowed to post. I love that rule. It is a good rule because it inspires collaboration. It inspires, you know, the unifying of this whole group, right? critically important, mujeres chulas, hermosas. So somebody asked me the other day, going off topic a little bit, somebody asked me the other day, why do you always say chulas, hermosas? Because I really believe that every woman out there, every entrepreneur out there is really gorgeous, beautiful in their own way. If it's, you know, if it's physical or if it's mental, whatever it is, some people are just really super, super nice. And I just love their space. I love the space they hold for me. And it's just amazing what happens when you're in the right collaborative group. And when you find the right mentor, that's critically important as well. So I want to mention some tips for making the most out of your networking and collaborative efforts. These things are important. When you're in the groups, you got to be clear about what you want to achieve. Why are you in that group? And before attending any event or reaching out to someone for mentorship, you need to have a clear idea of what you're hoping to gain from the interaction. And you've got to be genuine and authentic in your interactions. People are more likely to want to collaborate with you if they feel like you're being authentic, honest, genuine, and most of all, learn to be kind, right? It's really important for you to realize that it's like etiquette, right? It's like etiquette. You don't go to a fancy restaurant and eat with your fingers, right? There's certain etiquette that you must follow. Same in all of these groups. It's really, really important. I suggest that you be proactive and follow up as well. And don't wait for others. As I said before, don't wait for others to reach out. Take the initiative. Be that initiative taker to follow up and continue the conversation. It's really important to the success of your experience in your relationship in that community. Ahora, en español, tenemos una comunidad de apoyo. Cuando tienes una comunidad de apoyo, puede ser crucial para lograr el éxito como tú, mujerpreneur, lo necesitas. Aquí hay algunas razones por las que puedes ayudar y luego te puedes mantener motivada o inspirada, especialmente durante los momentos más difíciles. Y ser parte de una comunidad que comparte tus valores y tus objetivos puede recordarte que por algo, por alguna meta, por algún paso, por alguna calle, se comenzó a desarrollar el negocio de esa persona, ¿verdad? De la tuya o de esa persona. Así es que es importante proporcionar acceso a recursos y oportunidades que de otra manera no tendrías. Así es que asistir a estos grupos, a estas comunidades en línea o fuera de línea, lo que les llamamos on-site, por ejemplo, alguien en tu red que conozca a alguien que necesita tu atención, que necesita tu negocio o una oportunidad de financiamiento para ti, para tu negocio. Todo eso puede pasar. Puedes conducir a colaboraciones y asociaciones valiosas. Al trabajar con otras de negocio y otros individuos que comparten su visión, puedes tú amplificar tu impacto y llegar a una audiencia que vas a crear más amplia. Sumamente importante de que entiendas cómo navegar estas comunidades. So remember that it's really important for you to have a map, if you will, like a map quest on how to navigate these communities, because they provide support, they provide influence, they provide education, they provide mentorship, they provide a lot of things. But remember, in my yoga teacher training, which is my other, my ulterior self, you attract what you become. So if you become this person that is out there helping and inspiring and motivating, you're going to attract that which you're becoming. So I hope you found value in this, mujeres. That's it for today's part two of a 5-part episode. That's it. 5 parts. Today we talked about building your network and your support system. And remember, as a Latina BIPOC mujerpreneur, you're not alone. There are many out there who share your goals and values. But again, you've got to know what your goals are. You've got to take the time to research and to really find what are your values. By creating a strong network and community, you can achieve great things. Mujeres chulas, como les agradezco. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. I want to express my immense gratitude to each and every one of you who tunes in to either watch these YouTube videos and the replays, or to listen to my podcast wherever you love to listen to your favorite podcasts. It means the world to me, and I'm honored to have you as part of my community, and I would love to have you guys reach out to me. I'm still small enough to answer to you personally, so please reach out to me. You can find me anywhere on social. Drop me a DM. Say, hey, Marty, I listened to your podcast. Great episode. Or, hey, Marty, I have a question regarding this podcast episode. So if you haven't already, please consider hitting the bell and subscribing to my channel here on YouTube, the Coach Marty Angel YouTube channel, so you never miss a new video. And if you're listening on the podcast, if you're an auditory listener, I'd greatly appreciate it if you could leave me a positive review and download the episode. Why download? Because as podcasters, we get credit for the downloads, not the listens. I don't know why, but that's the way it is. And your reviews and your downloads help to boost my ratings. And if you help to boost my ratings, then the show will go out to reach and empower more mujerpreneurs. So you can do your part, and that's what I'm asking you to do. Thank you so much. As you review this and give me a good review and download, you're in turn helping more people, more mujerpreneurs discover the content and join the mission to empower the mujerpreneur, the underserved, the underrepresented, and the underprivileged in a world that is so caught up with our white counterparts, the hombres, right? So thank you again for your support. And I can't wait to share some more valuable insights and inspiration with you in the future. Remember, I drop an episode every Friday. So every Friday, I'm here. Gracias por todo. Déjenme expresar mi inmensa gratitud a todas y cada una de ustedes que sintonizan mis videos en YouTube y escuchan mi podcast. Gracias, everybody. Thank you so much. Have a beautiful day. And as always, namaste.
This episode brought to you by Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. The Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask locks in intense moisture to perfectly prime your skin for restful sleep. Apply this relaxing hydration serum several times a week to pamper yourself and radiate your healthier looking complexion. Sheet masking is all the rage right now. Make it a regular part of your healthy skincare regimen today. Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. Click the link below and get yours today.